Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, and we welcome you to another message on the importance of heaven. Today we would like to consider the question, what is heaven like? We briefly touched upon the question, where is heaven? And found from the Word of God, it is called the third heaven, the immediate presence and the abode of God, His great eternal throne, far beyond our atmospheric heavens, far beyond the starry heavens of the vast universe. The heaven of heavens is God's dwelling place and eternal throne. But is there any biblical description that can help us know what heaven is like? I'm sure there must be enough to satisfy and to assure the believer's heart of its blessedness. We can certainly be sure of this fact, that heaven is not like the present evil world in which you and I live, where sin abounds. Neither is it like the eternal abode of the devil and his angels, and where lost sinners who may also follow Satan there in unbelief and wickedness. That's not heaven. But what is heaven like? We raise the question and seek to answer it from God's Word today. First of all, which I believe will be an essential fact to emphasize at the beginning, heaven is an eternal home. In John chapter 14 and verse 2, the Savior called it my Father's house. But the word house or even mansion is not enough. For the word home warms the heart. It is the Father's home. It is the home of His beloved Son. And now it has become the home, the heavenly home of the saints. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the beloved Apostle Paul declared, we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. Heaven is an eternal home, a place forever. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 8, the Spirit of God writes, we are confident, I say, and willing, rather to be absent from the body, and to be present with the Lord. The latter words mean, to be at home with the Lord. Every departed believer in the Lord Jesus, the moment the spirit and the soul left that body, the next moment they were at home with the Lord. And all of them would say to us, who are there already, we are at home. We are at home. My beloved radio friend, do you have an eternal home that you will enter? A rich man that I once visited in the hospital told me he had 5 homes in our country. But as far as I know from his lips, he left every one of them at his death. And with no eternal home in heaven, as far as I knew, which he was rejecting. But also, what is this eternal home like? Now think with me about what the Scriptures can tell us. First of all, that home, it is a home of eternal rest. Have you never read the words in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9? There remaineth a rest for the people of God. Down here upon the earth, we find rest of conscience when we trust the blood of the Lord Jesus. We find rest of heart and mind when we trust Him for all our cares. But the rest we speak of is eternal, where the conscience will never be troubled again, where the heart and mind will never be disturbed. Have you never read what God declares about those who die in the Lord? We quote from Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13. Blessed or happy, that's the meaning of the word. Blessed or happy are the dead who die in the Lord. It's not saying that all dead are happy, but it is saying definitely everyone that dies in the Lord, born again, saved by God's grace, they shall rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. We can say the blessed are the happy dead. Every Christian born again, when death removes them from the earth, they die in the Lord. Their death is a very different one from an unsaved person who must and will die in their sins. The Christian who has by faith had his and her sins forgiven upon death, and let me repeat it emphatically, immediately, when the breath has left the body and the soul has departed, they join the happy throng of redeemed saints above, and they enter into eternal rest. I'm sure you may have heard the song, or even sung it, the grand old hymn, "When all my labors and trials are o'er, and I am safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Lord I adore, will through the ages be glory for me." The chorus of that grand old hymn declares, that will be glory for me. No heaviness of heart, no tiredness of body, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. That home is a home of eternal rest. Will you be there? Then may I go further to say, it is to be and will be a home of joy. Supreme eternal joy and happiness will reign in that heavenly home. The strains and the music of divine melody will reverberate with joy throughout the home. Is it not written in the Word of God? We quote from Psalm chapter 16 and verse 11. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16 and verse 11. What a joy for a believer to know he or she is going to a home of joy, where there is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. I think of a dear friend in the Lord as she traveled to the hospital in the ambulance, overtaken by a severe heart attack. All the way to the hospital, quoting that verse. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. She knew where she was going. And she also knew what she was going to. My friend, do you? Oh, the joy of knowing the blessed harmony of heaven will never have a discordant note of any kind. There is no sorrow there. There is no crying. There are no tears. There will be no pain. For the former things are passed away. What a joy to realize that. I think of the words of the prophet Isaiah, which I quoted once to a dear child of God who was mentally tormented as to what he would have to remember in heaven about his sufferings upon the earth. And I assured him they would not be remembered. As Isaiah said in chapter 65 and 17, "Behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered nor brought to mind." My beloved earthly sighing is going to give place to heavenly singing. Hallelujahs to God and praises to the Lamb of God will be ringing through the vaults of that heavenly home with joy as we shall sing. Now why, my friend? Oh, the joy of knowing why heaven is such. My fellow Christian, listen carefully. For the sinner who is saved by grace will be in that heavenly glory. And let me point out some blessed facts as I go ahead and quote. The light of heaven will be the face of Jesus. We shall see his face. the joy of heaven will be the presence of Jesus. We shall be with Him forever. The melody of heaven will be the name of Jesus. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, in heaven or upon earth. The harmony of heaven will be the praise of Jesus. We shall praise Him forever. The theme of heaven will be the work of Jesus, what He did for us upon the cross. Thou hast redeemed us unto God by thy blood out of every country, nation, people, and tongue will be the theme of our song in that eternal day of praise and worship. And the employment in heaven will be the service of Jesus. As we read in Revelation 22, 3 and 4, His servants shall serve Him and they shall see His face. Oh, may I repeat with emphasis, heaven will be our eternal home, my fellow believer. Heaven will be our eternal rest. Heaven will be our eternal joy. My beloved unsaved friend, if you are listening without Christ as your Savior, there is a heaven that you can gain, and there is a hell that you should avoid. For what will your choice be? You make your choice down here. Don't wait until eternity comes. It'll be too late. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the accepted time. The words of an old poem are very appropriate at the moment I speak. Eternity, eternity, where will you spend eternity? 'Tis heaven or hell for you and me. Make now your choice. Which shall it be? My beloved unsaved listener, I beg in the name of the Lord Jesus, take Christ as your Savior. By faith confess Him in genuine repentance for your sins, and trust His atoning work upon Calvary. And you'll hear Him say, when you depart from this scene, as the dying thief heard Him say, today shalt thou be with Me in paradise. You will be in God's eternal home. Father, by thy Holy Spirit sanctify, bless and prosper the truth of thy word to both saint and to many sinners. For Jesus' sake, amen.